RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voy Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Central Statistics Agency says June inflation stands at 0.54%. Regional election must be fully gutted. Now the news in detail. The Central Statistics Agency BPS said that Indonesian inflation figure for June 2015 stands at 0.54%, while the nation consumer price index figure stands at 120.14. Head of the agency, Suryamit, on Wednesday said that the prices rose the most in Soran, Papua, where inflation was recorded at 1.9%. Meanwhile, Palu saw at the least price hike across the nation. Inflation stood at 0.03%. Suryamit said that the increase in price of chicken is the highest contribution to inflation in June. The main cause of a 0.54% inflation is chicken, with the shift of price of 4.72% contributes 0.6% to the inflation. The increase in the price is due to the demand ahead of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. It happened in 64 cities. Suryamin added red chilies also contributed to the inflation in June due to high demand and the decrease of supply in central production. The higher increase was in Merauke. According to him, from 82 consumer price in the cities, 76 cities had inflation while the rest had deflation. The commodities which contributed to the inflation were tomato and airplane tickets. Concurrent local election will be held at the end of this year. There are various things that should be prepared for the election process, such as the selection mechanism, budgetary and security are considered very complex. However, a member of General Election Commission KPU, Kurnia Ferry Rizkyansa in Jakarta on Tuesday, is optimistic for the concurrent local elections. Because local elections are mandated by law, so they must be executed. He said local elections must be guided by all levels of society, not only by the General Election Commission KPU.
It was the mandate of the law confirmed by the law. That means that it is the process of the state activity. So the whole nation has the obligation to make the local elections successful.
Ferry added, as the organizer, the General Election Commission has been preparing the whole mechanism of the local elections optimally and jointly with stakeholders. With the health of all stakeholders, he is optimistic that the concurrent local elections, which will be held for the first time, will run smoothly. He called on all candidates of the local elections to uphold the codes of ethics. Ferry also hopes that all the supporters of the candidates would not make chaos and conflict. Indonesian Depository Insurance Corporation, LPS, said that major financial crisis and potential for default faced by Greece will have no effect on Indonesia's banking industry. LPS Acting Chief Fauzi Ihsan said that the Indonesian NPL ratio is still within a safe zone of more than 2.5%. Moreover, Greece's economy only accounted for some 2% of Europe's. Thereby, European Union and ECB will be able to contain the impact of Greece's possible collapse within their own region. On Monday, June 30, Greece's $1.7 billion U.S. dollar loan to the IMF comes due. If it fails to repay said debt, Greece would be the world's first country to have gone bankrupt, with the largest amount of debt recorded. The rupiah interbank trade rate weakened by 10 basis points to 13,330 rupiah per dollar in Wednesday trading session from 13,320 rupiah per dollar in the previous trade. Somil Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta said that the rupiah moved downward in a limited range showing impacts of the Greece debt crisis, which were not too severe against currencies in developing countries. Rangga also said, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, that Greece finally failed to repay its debts, even though there are still negotiation efforts for a bailout. The negotiation will be held after the country's referendum on July 5, 2015. Ban Himpunan Saudara Foreign Exchange Market Observer Wulinova said the rupiah could move back to the positive area if data on the manufacturing index monthly inflation rate and number of tourist visits was positive. Investors expect positive signals from domestic economic fundamentals. It also expected that the government's efforts in maintaining domestic economy could be affected, thereby curbing any possible inflation surge. State-owned oil and gas giant PT Pertamina has secured additional supplies of liquefied natural gas LNG from a subsidiary of Italian oil and gas firm Eni, which operates an oil block off East Kalimantan. The LNG will be produced from two fields located in the Muara Bago Production Sharing Contracts PSC area, namely Jangkrik Field and Northeast Jangkrik Field. Indonesia, which is estimated to have significant amount of gas resources, is a major exporter of LNG. Most of the gas production is exported because of lack of pipeline facility to sell the resources in the domestic market. Currently, the government is trying to boost domestic gas absorption so that the country can reduce its dependency on oil and to fuel its economy. However, the objective of higher domestic consumption is frequently hampered by poor infrastructure facilities that are crucial to support gas delivery to local buyers. The LNG cargo from DS LNG will be shipped to the Arun Regasification and Receiving Terminal in Lok Sumawe, Aceh. After completing a process at the terminal, Pertamina will distribute the gas around North Sumatra. The estimated delivery time is between end of July to early August, according to the SLNG President Director Gus Risa. As discussion on the reorganization of the government's economic team intensify, economists have turned President Joko Widodo or Jokowi that hasty decision could promote uncertainty among investor and local business stakeholders. The president has expressed concern about the recent poor performance of the economy, with names such as Coordinating Economic Minister Sofian Jalil, Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro, National Development Planning Minister Andrinov Chaniago, and State-Owned Enterprise Minister Rini Sumarno reportedly being included in the president's blacklist. However, some economists fear that reshuffling the economic team after only 8 months in office might promote instability and erode investor confidence, particularly given the challenging outlook in the global economy. President Jokowi is of the opinion that the economic minister must have better communication skills so that the public and investor can better understand the government efforts and reform to fix the economy, according to Teten Masduki, a member of the president communication team. In a bid to provide people with cheap staple foods and consumer goods during Ramadan, the Industry Minister Directorate General for Agro Industry is organizing a bazaar at the Minister Exhibition Plaza. Director General for Agro Industry, Pangga Susanto, said the bazaar would have 78 participants selling various commodities from food to clothing and electronics. Meanwhile, according to Industry Minister Saleh Hussein, the commodities consumption during the past month could increase by 30% compared to other months. Minister Saleh also said that the ministry was ready to distribute the commodities during the past month and the upcoming Idul Fitri. Sinarmas Agro Representative and Director of PT Sinarmas Asia Pulp and Paper, Suhendra Wiryadinata, said the company had so far distributed around 30 million liters of cheap oil in several cities in Indonesia this year. The last item, banker says they have preferred trillions of rupiah in cash supplies to meet customer demand approaching this year's Idul Fitri holidays. According to Bank Negara Indonesia BNI Operation and Information Technology Director Bob Tajaska Ananta, The state lender has prepared up to 20 trillion rupiah, around 1.5 billion US dollar of funds to meet the rise in demand forecast. The bank will also keep some of its branches open during weekends. According to the bank's website, it has 85 branch offices that provide weekend banking services. He added that the daily cash needs would reach around 1.16 trillion rupiah in the period of June 22nd to July 22nd. Berry Corporate Secretary Budi Satria said most of the cash would be dedicated for its ATMs and the remainder would be allocated to its 453 working units from July 10 to 24. Meanwhile, according to Bank Indonesia BI Deputy Governor Ronald Was, the central bank has prepared enough funds to support the rise in cash demand this year. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Same-Sex Marriage, Progress or Resistance Against Nature. Listener, recently the U.S. Supreme Court officially legalized same-sex marriage across the 50 states in the U.S. through a historic decision. Responding to the announcement of the new policy and regulation made and endorsed on Friday, June 26, 2015, U.S. citizens supporting same-sex marriage took to the streets outside the Supreme Court building. They cheerfully celebrated the historic movement. Supporters of same-sex marriage felt as if their hard work in fighting for equal rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender or LGBT has paid off. Previously, same-sex marriage was only legal in 36 U.S. states. Now, through the latest decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has lifted a ban on same-sex marriage in 14 other U.S. states, as well as legalized same-sex marriage across the country. It is not only gay people who cheered for this decision. Through his Twitter tweets, U.S. President Barack Obama also praised the decision made by the Supreme Court. According to Obama, America has taken a major step in the struggle to achieve equality. Gay and lesbian couples now have the right to get married like any other people. U.S. politician Jeb Bush, who intends to run in the presidential election, also supports the recent decision of the Supreme Court. According to him, the Supreme Court has made a breakthrough for LGBT equality in the U.S. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling is believed to influence many countries in the world to make a similar decision, such as the Philippines, India, and Australia. There are some people who believe that the U.S. influenced the similar decision taken by the Argentine government 5 years ago. Same-sex marriage has been previously legalized in countries such as the Netherlands and Norway. The question is whether the decision is a victory for democracy in the fight for human rights, or is it in opposition to the God's law and against nature? A family in which there are father, mother, and children can only be built on a marriage of a man and a woman. So if there are two men or two women who build a household through marriage, then it is a resistance to the law of God and the law of nature. It is against nature. What is clear is they are not likely to produce offspring because, once again, a child can only be born of a relationship between a man and a woman. And listener, that was commentary.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of our RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past, as recorded in history. We start with a historical event on July 1, 1946, which is commemorated as Bayangkara Day or Indonesian Police Day. Initially, the police was in the Home Affairs Ministry with the name of the Jawatan Kepolisian Negara, which was only responsible for administrative issues, while the operational matters liable to the Attorney General. However, starting from July 1, 1946, by the Government Decree No. 11/SD 1946, Jawatan Kepolisian Negara took direct responsibility to the Prime Minister. Based on the matter, the date of July the 1st was decided as the Police Day, which is mostly known Bayangkara Day, which is commemorated annually until nowadays. The name of Bayangkara was taken from the name of security troops of the kings in the era of Majapahit Kingdom. On July the 1st, 1991, the dissolution of Warsaw Pact. Warsaw Pact is a military alliance of East Bloc countries in East Europe, which was aimed at organizing themselves against the possibility of threats from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO alliance, which was established in 1949. The establishment of Warsaw Pact was triggered by the integration of West Germany into NATO through ratification of Paris Agreement. The Warsaw Pact was designed by Nikita Khrushchev, high-ranking official of the Soviet Union in 1955, and was signed in Warsaw on May the 14th, 1955. In line with the damage of the Soviet Union, the Warsaw Pact ended on March 31st, 1991, and it was resolved in a meeting in Prague on July the 1st, 1991. The Warsaw Pact, consisting of 7 member countries, namely the Soviet Union, Bulgaria, Romania, East Germany, Hungary, Poland, and Czechoslovakia. We conclude with another historical event on July the 1st, 1997. Hong Kong is returned to China. On July the 1st, 1997, the United Kingdom returns Hong Kong to China after 155 years occupied the country. Hong Kong is an island in the Southeast China occupied by Britain since 1842 in the Opium War era. Through various diplomatic efforts, China sought to reclaim Hong Kong, and finally in 1898, the British signed a treaty to take Hong Kong back to China 99 years later. In 1985, Britain and China signed an agreement that decided the date of July 1, 1997 as the time of delivery of Hong Kong to China. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Voy Green, today's edition entitled Al Gore inviting Ridwan Kamil to fight against global warming. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore invited Mayor of Bandung Ridwan Kamil to make coalition in tackling global warming and the roundtable meeting and presentation on future urban mobility, which was initiated by Al Gore. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Ridwan Kamil said he was invited to give a presentation. Ridwan Kamil, together with Ridwan Shah, Yusuf Ahmad, co-founder Bandung Strategic Leadership Forum, held a working visit to the United Kingdom from 22nd to 28th of June. In addition to attend the meeting with Al Gore, Ridwan also had a meeting with British businessmen and reviewing the transport system in London as well. Ridwan Kamil has chosen as the winner of innovative design work by British Council in 2006, dedicated presentation before the US business circles. The event was organized by the UK ASEAN Business Council in Benoit, a company engaged in the field of architecture, urban planning and design in London. In the meeting with businessmen who are grouped in the UK ASEAN Business Council, Ridwan Kamil to give presentation about investment opportunity that could be implemented by British entrepreneurs in Bandung. Meanwhile, Executive Director of UK ASEAN Business Council, Ross Hunter, as on how to develop business in Bandung, West Java, since there is point of view among business circles in Britain, which is nothing is easy, but everything is possible. Ridwan Kamil said, for business matter in Bandung, all business licenses are implemented by online. Ridwan said that Indonesian people actively played in media social, and he admitted that he has actively used it before he served as mayor. On his presentation before the British businessmen, Ridwan showed the design of his house's construction, which is made of used bottles, and the design of mask of his work, that winning an achievement. Ridwan said, Bandung is currently has population number of 2.7 million, with an economic growth of 9%, and 55% of its economy comes from small and medium companies. Bandung is surrounded by highlands so that the weather is cool. Bandung is also a center of creativity and art that has been chosen as the main destination of culinary tourism. Related to the background, Ridwan sees a big opportunity to tighten Bandung with London. Ridwan hoped it would be a little Bandung in London in the future. He also said the total of tourists who come to Bandung is 6 million people per year. In his presentation, Ridwan mentioned a special plan to become Bandung as an innovation city. The innovation is not only covering science and technology, but also in the field of bureaucracy. Ridwan emphasized that collaboration and distribution will become authority in realizing his desire. On the occasion, Ridwan Kamil also mentioned that Bandung became the first city to respect of human rights in Indonesia and will have regulations on human rights. He said the success of Bandung also cannot be separated from the support of the community who expressed voluntarism. In addition, mutual cooperation is still a real spirit of Bandung, as reflected in the preparation of Asian African Summit in April. Ridwan said that currently being pursued in Bandung, a city made of happiness. From the survey, it is proven that the population of Bandung has a high level of happiness. Ridwan also showed the video about daily life of Bandung people who has Bandung tour buses, as it has been found in London. Bandung becomes one among 10 cities that was chosen by Bloomberg for the project of transportation safety improvement. Ridwan is the chairman of the Mayors Association of Entire Java. He invited the British enterprises in the field of transportation security to come to Bandung. Although fund limited usually become the challenge, by developing cooperation with various sites, including the British businessmen, it is expected to support the development of Bandung. Listener, that was Voy Green.
Here are the headlines of several newspapers published in Jakarta today, July the 1st, 2015. I'm Dalat Pane. We start with Kompas newspaper. Kompas, in its headlines, writes, Hercules incident reoccurred. A similar disaster that happened in 2009 was repeated on Tuesday, June 30, at around 11:50. A Hercules C-130 aircraft of the Indonesian Air Force, made in 1961, after 2 minutes of takeoff from Suwondo Air Force Base in Medan, fell on Jalan Jamin Ginting. There are approximately 121 people become victims in the incident. This incident resembles the incident that occurred on a C-130 Hercules Alpha aircraft that fell on a paddy field in Karas Magetan, district of East Java, on May 21, 2009. We move to Media Indonesia. In its headline still writes, Unfortunate crash of Hercules which will ground it. The Indonesian Air Force, TNI, again lost its best soldier on the falling of Hercules C-130 Type B in Medan, Sumatra on Tuesday. The 1961 US-made aircraft with turboprop engine was believed to have suffered a technical malfunction after 2 minutes of takeoff from Suwondo Air Force Base in Medan. With the incident, the Army Chief of Staff, Marshal Agus Supriyatna, said it would impound the entire Hercules transport aircraft of type B. According to Agus, the Air Force will investigate the feasibility of the aircraft carrier. While Republica newspaper writes, President asks total audit for Alutsista. In connection with the Hercules C-130 incident in Medan, North Sumatra on Tuesday, June 30, President Joko Widodo emphasized that the government would do a total audit to the military and police weaponry systems. According to President Joko Widodo, the aircraft was purchased in 1960 and even was used by the Indonesian first President Sukarno. We end with Business Indonesia. Business Indonesia in its headlines writes, Welcome Social Security Era. Starting today, Wednesday, July 1, 2015, the Social Security Agency, BPJS, for employment is in full operation along with the implementation of the Pension Insurance Program. The Pension Insurance Program complements the implementation of the old security, accident, and death insurances that have been implemented since BPJS employment still called security, Social Security Insurance. The full operation of the Social Security Insurance BPJS employment was inaugurated by President Joko Widodo in Teluk Penyu Tourism Area, Cilacap, Central Java on Tuesday. Well, listener, that was headlines.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The Central Statistics Agency, BPS, said that Indonesia's inflation figure for June 2015 stands at 0.54%. Concurrent local election will be held at the end of this year. There are various things that should be prepared for the election process, such as the selection mechanism, budgetary and security are considered very complex. The Indonesian Depository Insurance Corporation, LBS, said that the major financial crisis and potential for default first by Greece will have no effect on Indonesia's banking industry. The rupiah interbank trade rate weakened by 10 basis points to 13,330 rupiah per dollar in Wednesday trading session from 30,320 per dollar in the previous trade. State-owned oil and gas giant PT Pertamina has secured additional supplies of liquefied natural gas LNG from a subsidiary of Italian oil and gas firm Eni, which operates an oil block off East Kalimantan. As discussion on the reorganization of the government's economic team intensify, economists have warned President Joko Widodo or Jokowi that hasty decision could promote uncertainty among investor and local business stakeholders. In a bid to provide people with cheap staple foods and consumer goods during Ramadan, the Industry Minister Director General for Agro Industry is organizing a bazaar at the Minister Exhibition Plaza. Director General for Agro Industry Pangga Susanto said the bazaar would have 78 participants selling various commodities from food to clothing and electronics. Bankers say they have prepared trillions of rupiah in cash supplies to meet customer demand approaching this year's Idul Fitri holidays. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our radio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
This is Indonesia.
Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, also arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit East Java Province to have a religious tour to Al Abror Mosque. Stay tuned. Nurse, Sidoarjo Regency in East Java is known by the name of Santri City. A santri is someone who follows education of Islamic studies at an Islamic boarding school. This name is associated with Sidoarjo because this regency has a long history since the Dutch is in this colonial era, related with the spread of Islam in Indonesia, especially in East Java. According to some historical sources, Islam started to spread in Sidoarjo from the Al Abror Mosque. The Al Abror Mosque is a Tiban mosque, that is, a mosque which does not have any frame, only a foundation. This mosque is the oldest in Sidoarjo. Jami Al Abror Mosque is located at Kauman Hamlet, Pekauman Village on Jalan Gajah Mada, Sidoarjo Sub-District, Sidoarjo Regency, East Java Province. This mosque was built around 1678. Al Abror Mosque was first built by Mbah Mulyadi, with the assistance by his friends. Mbah Mulyadi was a member of Tronojoyo troops who ran away to Sidoarjo. Mbah Mulyadi originally found a mound of earth for the foundation. Together with his friends, Mbah Mulyadi built a mosque on the foundation. The mosque was renovated in 2007 by the regional government of Sidoarjo. When renovated, only the north gate of the mosque of the original mosque remain. The two-story mosque is dominated with a green color and is beautiful. This mosque is 700 meters square wide and still uses Javanese architecture, as in the texture of three roofs. These roofs describe iman or faith, ihsan or excellence, and Islam. The door of the mosque is made from high-quality thick wood smeared with brown varnish. Near the gateway, there is an ancient clock with a big pendulum. Besides the Westminster-style clock, the mosque is also decorated with teak ornaments so that give it an ancient and antique impression. When entering the main room, there are large poles which still stand strong. The pillars of the foundation are decorated with beautiful marbles. Listeners, for 100 years, Al Abra Mosque holds the tradition of reading the Quran after Maghrib or prayer at dusk every day. In the month of Ramadan, reading the yellow holy book is continued by breaking the fast together. Like the other mosques, during Ramadan, Al Abra Mosque becomes the center of worship activity. Starting from the reading Quran, praying, giving food for breaking the fast, distributing zakat or alms, as well as making donation for the orphans. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Ani Hasana, in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Listener, in the next 2 weeks, Muslims around the world will celebrate Idul Fitri festivity, or known as Lebaran in Indonesia. Usually, Indonesian Muslims make some preparations to welcome Lebaran. One of them is making some cakes. In today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, we feature a topic entitled Membuat Kue, or in English means making cake. So stay tuned. Listener, as usual, first we will introduce you to several vocabulary and expressions that relate to our topic today. I will read them 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. Membuat, which means to make. Kue, which means cake. Sibuk, which means busy. Pesanan, which means order. Perlu bantuan, which means need help. Besok, which means tomorrow. Datang, which means to come. Ke rumahku, which means to my house. Siap membantu, which means ready to help. Pergi ke pasar, which means to go to the market. Membeli, which means to buy. Bahan-bahan kue, which means materials for making cakes. Banyak, banyak, which means many. Mentega, mentega, which means butter. Keju, keju, which means cheese. Coklat, coklat, which means chocolate. Gula pasir, which means sugar. Gula halus, which means powdered sugar. Telur ayam, which means chicken egg. Terigu, terigu, which means wheat. Sagu, sagu, which means sagu. Berapa macam, which means how many kinds. Enam, enam, which means six. Bolu keju, which means cheesecake. Brownies panggang, which means baked brownies. Stick keju, which means cheese stick. And now let's follow an example of a conversation between Andy or A and Leah or B. I will say the sentence two times slowly and you can repeat after me. A. Leah, minggu ini kamu terlihat sibuk sekali. Leah, minggu ini kamu terlihat sibuk sekali. Which means, Leah, you look so busy this week. B. Ya, aku banyak menerima pesanan kue lebaran. Ya, aku banyak menerima pesanan kue lebaran. Which means, yes, I get many orders of lebaran cakes. A. Apa perlu bantuan? Apa perlu bantuan? Which means, do you need help? B. Ya, bisakah kamu besok pagi datang ke rumahku? Ya, bisakah kamu besok pagi datang ke rumahku? Which means, yes, could you come to my house tomorrow morning? A. Bisa, aku siap membantumu. Bisa, aku siap membantumu. Which means, sure, I'm ready to help you. B. Besok pagi kita pergi bersama ke pasar membeli bahan-bahan kue. Besok pagi kita pergi bersama ke pasar membeli bahan-bahan kue. Which means, we will go to the market to buy cakes materials tomorrow morning. A. Apa saja yang akan kita beli? Apa saja yang akan kita beli? Which means, what are we going to buy? B. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means, there are many. Mentega, keju, coklat, vanila, gula pasir, gula halus, telur ayam, terigu, sagu, dan lain-lain. Mentega, keju, coklat, vanila, gula pasir, gula halus, telur ayam, terigu, sagu, dan lain-lain. Butter, cheese, chocolate, vanila, sugar, powdered sugar, chicken eggs, wheat, sagu, and so on. A. Berapa macam kue yang akan kita buat? Berapa macam kue yang akan kita buat? Which means, how many kinds of cakes will we make? B. Ada 6 macam kue yang akan kita buat. Ada 6 macam kue yang akan kita buat. Which means, there are 6 kinds of cakes that we will make. Di antaranya, brownies panggang dan stick keju. Di antaranya, brownies panggang dan stick keju. Which means, some of them are baked brownies and cheese sticks. A. Baiklah, besok kita pergi ke pasar, lalu membuat kue bersama-sama. Baiklah, besok kita pergi ke pasar, lalu membuat kue bersama-sama. Which means, alright, tomorrow morning we will go to the market and make the cakes together. Thank you.
Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015 at gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners, wherever you are, we meet again on the Music Corner, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern one. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to AMPM Band, the name of AMPM remembering us to the name of Mini Market. Especially for the AMPM, it is not the place to buy foods or beverages, but the place to realizing creativities of two men in music. Neil Legawata and Rian Fahri, the two musicians, were unconditionally met in an event. Listener, before telling you the detail about AMPM Band, let's listen to their song entitled Bangun Cinta. Enjoy the song.
Jangga, cinta itu luka yang tertunda. Walau awalnya selalu indah, bila bukan jodohnya, siap-siap tuk terluka. Kata pujangga, bangun cinta itu tak semudah. Secepat hati jatuh cinta, namun bila jodohnya kita pasti bahagia. Lebih baik bangun
cinta jatuh itu sakit, bangun itu semangat. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Meski tak mudah, namun cinta jadi punya tujuan. Cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Jatuh itu sakit, bangun itu semangat. Oh, lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Meski tak mudah, namun cinta jadi punya tujuan. Sampai kapan bermain cinta? Tetap selamanya untukku. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Jatuh itu sakit, bangun itu semangat. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Meski tak mudah, namun cinta, cinta jadi punya tujuan. Cinta punya tujuan.
Listener, the duo AMTM was formed on August the 1st, 2012. Nia Lawalata is one of the contestants from an Indonesian singing competition, Indonesian Idol, in 2010, while Rian Fahri was a former personnel of a boy band, NSG Star. Rian said the name of AMTM was taken when they intensively discussed to find the name of their group. Neil added, AMPM band has philosophy of time, so the band was formed in line with the time, and they certainly hope their song can entertain people and could be accepted by all music lovers. The next song, entitled Cinta by AMPM band. Let's listen to the song.
Cinta yang baik belumlah tentu yang terbaik. Maaf bila sempat ku berpaling, menerka ada tempat nyaman yang lain. Izinkanlah kau persembahkan untukku kekasih. Apabila ku nanti kau izinkan pulang ke hatimu sayang, kan ku buat cinta lama kita bersemi abadi. Ada tempat nyaman yang lain.
bersemi abadi.
Cinta lama kita kan bersemi, kita bersemi abadi.
Since it was formed, AMPM band's personnel, Rian and Neil, never thought that the name of the band will bring a controversy among public, because the name is similar to the name of mini market or Korean boy band 2AM and 2PM. Rian and Neil said, "Their existence in the Indonesian music industry do not mean to invite the controversy, but really to enliven the music in their homeland and to entertain the music lovers, especially young people." Listener, before we end today's music corner, let's listen to the next song, Harus Move On, by AMPM. Listener, enjoy the song and see you in the next musical presentation of Music Corner from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bye and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.